Police in the north are starting a campaign today to warn children about the dangers of online predators, with a focus on catfish offender and child groomer Alexander McCartney from Newry. He was the subject of a 2024 BBC documentary called Teen Predator Online Killer. The PSNI say they recorded more than 2,000 sexual offences against children last year, with almost 10% of those related to grooming and sexual communication. For more on this, we're joined by RT reporter Áine Gallagher. Morning, Áine. Tell us more about this campaign.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, this campaign is called Trust Trap, and it's been run by the PSNI and the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland to show how predators are operating in online spaces and to encourage more victims to report this kind of activity. It'll bring targeted advertising across all major social media platforms from today. I suppose a key part of it will be clips taken from the documentary you mentioned there, Teen Predator Online Killer, by the BBC last year. It was about prolific online child groomer and abuser Alexander McCartney from Newry. His case was described by prosecutors as the largest, most complex investigation into sexual offences they have ever worked on. Among the victims was 12-year-old Simran Thomas in America, who took her own life after being targeted and abused by McCartney. And tragically, her dad took his own life a few months after Simran. And last October, Alexander McCartney was sentenced to a minimum of 20 years in prison for her manslaughter and more than 180 other offences relating to child abuse.
The campaign has the support of a victim of another serial online groomer from the north. What has she said?
Yes, in May, Max Hollingsby from Lurgan in County Armagh was sentenced for a litany of online sex offences against underage girls. One of his victims has lent her voice to this campaign and said young people should know that not everyone online is who they say they are. Emmy, which is not her real name, was 15 when she was targeted by him. She said what happened to her should not happen to others, but if it does, her advice is to speak out and that police can help. She was the first to come forward about Hollingsby and report him to police. Detective Chief Inspector Claire Gilbert reiterated Emmy's advice and said that by speaking out, victims can bring perpetrators to justice.
A lot of the time, children and young people think that they're alone when they're not alone. There's a fear or almost a sense that if they report, they will be in trouble. I can assure you now, you will not be in trouble. This is not your fault. You do not owe anybody anything online. You do not have to do what you're being asked to online. And as I said, all you need to do is just to tell somebody. Us, the police, we will be non-judgmental. We will be empathetic. We will listen.
Áine, tell us more about the scale of sexual offences being reported against children in the north.
Yes, Gavin. The PSNI says that online sexual offences against children are becoming an increasing crime type. Of the over 2,000 offences recorded last year, 800 nearly offences relating to taking, possessing, sharing or publishing indecent images of children. Police say tens of thousands of indecent images of children and thousands of devices were seized in 120 searches last year, with 43 arrests made. Another objective of this campaign is to deter people who take or share indecent images of children. And here's Claire Gilbert again from the PSNI, who says that teams of dedicated officers that work to investigate these crimes are working hard.
We have specialist technology which can examine devices and bring that digital footprint right back to initial inception of photographs. So what I would say is that we are actively pursuing perpetrators, and I can guarantee you now that anyone who's out there doing this, you will be caught and you will be brought before the courts.
Tell us about the message for parents in this, Áine.
Please say that parents, grandparents, guardians, teachers, anyone who has responsibility for children can and should learn about the potential dangers children might be facing online. They say that parents need to ask themselves if they know what their child is doing online and who they are speaking to. And here's Claire Gilbert again, who explains some of the most common signs that parents and guardians can look out for if they suspect their child might be at risk.
Everyone will know their child better than anybody else, but some of the common signs to look out for if a child is maybe being groomed are things like a sudden change in personality. Perhaps they become very withdrawn, anxious, upset. Maybe they are spending more time online or even less time, and they're being secretive as to what they're doing online or who they're speaking to. Other symptoms would be things like perhaps they are speaking in a more sexualized manner, sexual language that a child of that age would not be expected to know.
Detective Chief Inspector Claire Gilbert ending that report by Áine Ní Galla, Cork.